What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com and Lefty McKee and Jonathan from Chronozio, ChronoCard. We're super excited to have Jonathan with us. He's in all the way from Canada, and he's got an amazing software product that makes it super, super easy and efficient for all sellers, whether you're a seller that has like four cards or 400,000 cards. It's amazing. So I'm going to let my main man, Lefty McKee, hand it over to Jonathan to talk about Chronozio and the way that it provides value to sports card collectors and investors. First, I want to give a quick shout out to not only Jonathan, but Chase Krim, who told Lefty about it. I'll let Lefty elaborate on that. And Rob Masora of Bob's Card Market, who told me about it. So the word's getting out about Jonathan. We want to help amplify that because I think it's one of the more underrated, valuable things in the hobby. So Lefty, Jonathan, first of all, thanks for joining us. Lefty, take it away, man.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, man, I just want to say thanks for coming on. We love what we're doing here. The National has been really cool. And I have really enjoyed when Paul told me that we were going to do this. I was like, oh, heck yes. Because I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. I've literally almost taken the step of being like, this is what I'm doing. Because I'm buying large lots. And then I'm like, okay, how do I get those sold? That's the main thing, is like, I can have cards all day, but I'm trying to make some money. So convince me.
Perfect. Well, that's the main reason why we built Chronozio. So back in time, I had like a million cards at home, trying to find a way to list all those cards on any marketplace, on eBay. So we decided to build our own software. So we start Chronozio in 2013. We spent a lot of time in R&D. So right now, when you download our software, you scan the cards, so you can use the, usually people love the 8170 from Ricoh. So with the 8170, you can scan probably 3,000 cards per hour. You can scan your cards, raw cards, penny sleeves, or top loaders. And when the cards go into our software, then our AI will document those cards. So we'll provide you the year, the product, the team, card number, player name. Will highlight if it's a rookie card, if it's an autograph card, and if you have any serial number on that card, we'll also provide you that information. So you can use our software to list on Chronozio.com, our own marketplace. We have 9 million cards right now. On Chronozio, there's no store fees, no insertion fees, no release fees. We only take 10% when you make a sale. So if you don't make money, we don't make money, that's all good. But we don't want people to pay store fees for cards that they want to list at, I don't know, 50 cents or even $5,000. For us, that's not the goal. The main goal is to give you the technology and the marketplace to list all your cards. So it doesn't matter if it's a 25 cents card. Now you have the ability to scan 3,000 cards per hour, have those cards documented in a few minutes or hours, and then be able to list all those cards online.
So Jonathan, when you and I talked about Chronozio just off air a few months ago, the thing that I learned from you that I think is the most valuable thing that everybody needs to know is you don't need the scanner. The scanner, you can drag photos of your cards that are already on your computer into the app.
Correct. So if you already have all the pictures of all your cards and everything, you can just import those photos into ChronoCard and then have the software, use the software as the full inventory manager. So from scanning to shipping, and then have all the cards documented for you.
So the scanner is just a speed element to
Exactly. If you have, I don't know, if you have more than...
Yeah, if you got 5,000, I don't want to take 5,000 photos on my iPhone.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, so you have your computer up today.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're going to show us how this works and how the AI finds the card and it sorts it into the eBay listing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, can do that.
Take it away.
If you want to go over and share his mic and look at it, go do that. Lefty's going to go over to Jonathan's side and see his computer. I think We're going to try, for those of you listening and watching, we're going to try to do the best we can in post-production here with some screenshots of Jonathan's computer here. So we've got our main man, Alan, working on some photos.
Am I good right here?
Yeah, that's perfect. So in the software, so in the search icon, so you can search by player name, car number, product, year, set. So let's say you're looking for your Joe Sakic cards. Then the software will tell you exactly how many cards you have of Joe Sakic. You will see here that we create our own SKU number. So every time you scan a card, we'll add a unique SKU number to that card. So basically, when you start scanning, we'll tell you, take an empty box, label that box, let's say BL stands for baseball, B for box, and then a sequential number. So you start with us, you take an empty box, you label that box, let's say baseball one, and then when you will scan, every time you will scan cards, the software will create those SKU numbers, so when it's time to ship the card, we'll tell you, go in your box 22, row 2, section D, and take the fifth card, let's say. You can also create your own query. So with the query manager here, so let's say that you want to search all your jersey cards between $2 and $5 because you want to give a 20% discount next weekend. Then you can just create that query, mass edit, 5,000 cards in 3 clicks, and give that 20%. And all those cards will be updated on eBay and on Chronozio at the same time. You can also browse in your inventory. So the little box here, so if you click all, you will see here in a nutshell how many cards you have on your computer. So you've got 3,000 cards split by baseball and hockey cards, and all those icons here are clickable. So if you want to edit your 69 cards, you can just double click here, and the software will open your 69 cards that you will need to document. Now, same thing, how many cards you have online, how many cards you've sold, and you can also browse in your boxes. So let's say you want to take a look at your box 1, row 1, section A. Then you will see the front and the back of each card, the status, the location, the pricing, and everything. So you don't need to physically go in your inventory. You can just browse and take a look. Now, for the scanning portion. So if you click the little camera here, then those are all the dates that we've done some scans. I don't have any scanners with me today, so let me take as an example that group. So we have 17 baseball cards here that if I double click on
it. So when you scan it, it puts them right there. Everything,
yeah.
All the data that is fresh.
Exactly.
Okay, and then you come in and make sure that all these.
Yeah.
So I've watched a little bit.
Yeah. So, so when you scan, it's like an Excel spreadsheet here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So everything will be empty. So when it's time, when you want to document the cards, you just need to click the little AI icon here. When you click on the icon, you will see that the status changed to ask. This means that you will ask the software to document the cards for you. So you click ask, you click save, and try to document my cards. What will happen is that the software, the internet connection is a little bit slow here, will provide you, let me show you an example here. So the software will give you the year, the product, the team, card number, player name. So if it's a rookie card, we'll add a little check. Same thing if it's an autograph card. And if we found any serial number on your card, then we'll tell you the exact serial number. Now, the only thing missing before listing online is to set a common price. So let's put 50 cents for those cards. You can always highlight the column, right-click, put 50 cents for everything. So by the end of 2023, we'll suggest a price in the software for the same. You won't pay more. It's the same $200 per year, and we'll suggest a price for you.
Where's that coming from? Like, where's the suggested price query coming from?
Yeah, so I cannot tell you.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's a different way of, other than the other competitors, or it's not just web scraping about finding the eBay sold and or TCG or all that stuff. So we have something new that's coming in the next few months. So when you're ready and you want to list, you have 3 options. It's either you list only on Chronozio, so that's the buy now mode. So when you click here, buy, those cards will only be listed on Chronozio for free. If you want, you can list them as an eBay auction. So if you select eBay auction, You just need to set a starting price. Let's put 99 cents for those cards and put 99 cents. And if I click save, all those cards will be listed right away as an eBay auction. You can always schedule the listing, and you can decide how many minutes you want to put between each listing also. The last status is if you want to list as an eBay fixed price, then those cards will be listed on eBay and will be listed on Chronozio at the same time. So if you accept an offer from Chronozio, we'll remove the card from eBay automatically. If you sell a card on eBay, we'll remove the card from Chronozio. So the cards here at 50 cents will be at 50 cents on Chronozio. They will be rounded up to a dollar on eBay because you're not able to list cards below a dollar on eBay. Same thing, if you want to manage your offers, you can go directly into software. So you don't need to connect into your eBay account to accept offers or to go in your Chronozio account. You go into software, you accept the offers, you manage your shipping, you manage your invoices, your labels, eBay feedbacks. So it's really a full inventory manager from scanning to shipping. It's not just like a listing tool that you can list cards on eBay, but when you sell your cards, it's one thing to list, but it's another thing to ship faster.
Amazing. Such a time saver, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, especially if you're dealing with large large amounts of inventory. I mean, obviously this is helpful no matter what.
Yeah.
Especially the AI reading service, all that kind of stuff. Maybe if you're dealing with large amounts of income and large amounts of inventory, if you're buying lots and things like that, this is invaluable.
Yeah. Like, I totally agree. But I also want to emphasize, like, for the beginning seller, like for the people that are just starting to sell, like even if you've got like 10 cards, right? If you're just getting into the hobby and you have like your first PSA submission coming back and it's 20 cards and that's all the cards you have, and then maybe you have like 5 raw cards that you bought at a card show, just take 5 pictures of your raw cards, drag them into Chronozio, Chrono Card,
yeah.
And then PSA gives you photos of your slabs. Drag those photos from PSA into Chrono Card, and boom, now like that's such a time saver, and it lists it for you on eBay and the inventory manager. So I guess I want to emphasize, like, you don't have to have thousands of cards for this to be valuable. You can have 40 cards and it's valuable.
Yeah, I agree as well, especially because we're trying to give it for the application of all the users, right? You have the big guys, you have the little guys, and all guys can be served through the Chrono, the Chronosphere.
The Chrono.
The Chrono. So, man, you convinced me. How about that?
Perfect.
And go for it, Paul. What do you got?
Well, I was just going to say, like, Jonathan's a big-time friend now. Like, we met at Mint Collective, and he's, like, super accessible to make sure that people understand how to use the software, which I think is the most important thing, like, teaching people how to use the software, getting them comfortable with it. So I've talked to him a lot about, like, making it maybe part of what we do to kind of figure out how to do some tutorials and help people use it. And I think, like, I hope this is the beginning of us naturally weaving it into our content. That's all I was going to say, and I want to thank you for coming by.
Perfect. Thank you. And people can always go on Chronozio and they can book a free hour, 1 hour live demo. And I do most of them. So it's open like 16 hours per day. We have a 24/7 support. So if people have any questions, our team will be there to help them and to onboard them.
And if you're not familiar with, like, if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't remember the name, blah blah blah, just go to nooffseason.com, hover over AI selling tools, AI software, and it links you right to Chronozio.
So let me ask you some can I ask you some future development questions?
Yes, go ahead.
And obviously I'm not going to try to ask you a question that you can't answer, but if I do, like you did earlier, just thump me and be like, no thanks. So is the Windows software currently?
Yeah, so right now you need to download the software on your PC.
Okay.
So we'll have a web version in the next coming month.
Okay.
So this will fix all the Mac issues and for people that just want to...
So it'll be a browser interface?
Yeah, exactly.
Will you also have the application still, or will it move everything to the browser?
Yeah, we will probably move everything to the browser.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about a mobile application?
Yeah, something also probably in 2024. We'll have a mobile app also of ChronoZoo.
Nice.
And like we talked before, the suggested price will be part of this year roadmap. So that's another big feature for us.
So let me make sure I got this correct. Is there a monthly fee, or is it all based off of sales made?
Yeah, so...
Or both?
Yes, it's both. So when you upload your cards on ChronoZoo, it's free.
Okay.
When you make a sale on ChronoZoo, it's 10%.
Okay. On top of the additional eBay or whatever fee?
No, if you sell on ChronoZoo, it's the 10% of ChronoZoo.
Oh, okay.
But if you sell your card, and let's say the card that you list sold on eBay, then it will be the eBay fees that you're currently paying with your... It's all dependent on your eBay store.
Yeah, like 13 or 15% or whatever it is.
Exactly. Now for the software, you have two options. It's either $149 per year, and we will document 10,000 cards for you, or $199 per year, and we'll document 250,000 cards for you.
Okay.
So you've got 250,000 credits of AI.
Okay. So I'm going to repeat it back to you, make sure I understand. So there's the $199 or $149 yearly ChronoZoo subscription based on how many cards you're submitting.
Correct.
And then if you're selling it on the Chronosphere,
yeah.
If you're selling it on the ChronoZoo...
on our marketplace.
On your marketplace, yeah. You're taking a 10% fee?
Exactly.
And that's like for 50 cent card, or I mean, just in general, like everything.
Yeah, so no store fees, no insertion fees, no realist fees.
Just the 10%
just
flat.
10% only when you make a sale.
Okay. And then on eBay, you've got obviously the fee for the yearly ChronoZoo documenting AI.
Yeah, correct.
But you're not taking an additional fee on top of the eBay store fee.
Correct. So
for sales.
Exactly. You will still need to have your eBay connector.
Sure.
That's a monthly subscription, and it all depends on how many cards you want to list on eBay.
Sure.
So if you want to list, let's say, 1,000 cards, then it's something around $19.
Okay. So that's the yearly fee, the $19,
yeah.
And then whatever eBay takes.
Exactly.
Okay. You got any more questions?
Jonathan, thanks so much for coming by, man.
We made it
happen.
Yeah.
How's the National been for you?
Oh, it's great. It's very good.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us at booth 3216 at the National. Hopefully everyone in the audience found this valuable. There'll be more from Jonathan to come. Check out ChronoZoo.com. 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 And if you don't want to go, if you just want to go to nooffseason.com in the header, hover over the AI selling tools and it'll take you to ChronoCard. And let us know if you have any questions. And thanks again for listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show. Paul Hickey, Lefty McKee, Jonathan from ChronoZoo. Everybody have a great day.